Welcome back. I'm Richard Kemp. On the phone today, we have Nancy Addison. We've had a few questions that come in through the Farm and Ranch Report about a plant-based diet. So I've called in an expert for you, and here she is, Nancy Addison. Are you with us, Nancy?
I am. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, Nancy. Great to have you. What can you tell us about plant-based food diets?
Well, basically, that is what we would call a vegetarian diet. Plant-based foods, they can be very healing to the body. In fact, plant-based foods in their natural form can help alkalize the body as well as nourish the body in a healthy way. I'm not saying everyone should be a vegetarian, but the more plant-based foods that you can add to your diet, the healthier you become. According to the American Dietary Association, vegetarians have a lower risk for developing heart disease, cancers, diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. And then Dr. Caldwell Edelstein, who's the former president of the medical staff at the Cleveland Clinic, he did a 20-year study. He proved that you could reverse heart disease with no drugs and only a plant-based diet. He backed this up with scientific evidence. He declares that we can end heart disease and the epidemic of it by changing what we eat. And he says a plant-based diet, that he says it can not only prevent heart disease, but stop it in its progress and even reverse its effects. And then working from a scientific basis, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, who is professor from Cornell University and the co-author of the China study, which was the most comprehensive nutrition study to date, advocates a plant-based diet for optimum health. And he says that his research showed that plant-based eating is a superior way of eating. The benefits being that you will live longer, you look and feel younger, you have more energy, you can lose weight, lower your blood cholesterol, prevent and even reverse heart disease, lower your risk of prostate, breast, and other cancers, preserve your eyesight, prevent and treat diabetes, avoid surgery, and vastly decrease your need for pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh my gosh, and I'm for all of that. That's great. I vote
and
yes.
It can keep your bones strong.
But what about the bacon? Need a little bit of bacon in there occasionally.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily that everyone has to be a full-blown vegetarian. You know, if you're adding more plant-based foods to your diet, your health is definitely going to benefit. Dr. Campbell, in his studies, just found that animal protein was substantially different from plant protein in its ability to promote tumors. And so he said that, you know, you get over a certain percent of animal protein in your diet, and that doesn't matter whether it's fish or chicken or eggs or cheese or any of those things. If they're plant-based proteins, they just act differently in your body, and they are more prone to promote tumor growth in people's bodies.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that because I'm a baconaholic. I'm a honeyaholic and a baconaholic. Other than that, I'm with you on the plant-based diet.
Well, I think if you just find a little balance in your life and treat some of those things more like they're a dessert than an everyday meal, then, you know, that can make a difference.
Well, it sounds good. Plant-based diet. If you want some more information about a plant-based diet, you can log on to organichealthylifestyle.com and reach out to Nancy Addison. She is a guru about all those things. Thank you, Nancy, for being here today.
Thank you, Richard, for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. We'll be right back after this quick break.